This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. It's episode 78 of Sunny Sup.
Sunny Sup, are you really going to stick with that? Because it sounds like a sort of egg.
An egg?
Sunny side up.
I thought it sounded more like a really bad derivative of an orange drink.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It's like Sunny D, which has got vitamin D in it. We've got supplements in it, so we're Sunny Sup, you see. So we're a bottle of juice full of soggy magazines.
It's a bit like an 84-year-old trying to say, what's up?
Yeah.
Sunny Sup.
Yeah, although I'm more tragic because I'm too close to being young. It'd be funny if an old man was being all hip and street, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, some old men can be hip and street, I'm sure. Morgan Freeman, for example, I'd say could probably be quite hip and street. I mean, much more than you could. So you're a failure.
But if an old man fell over in the street, he'd probably break his hip. So he'd be hip in street. Stop talking. What are you on about? You waste of space. We've done 78 episodes of this. It's no wonder we've suddenly run out of things to talk about.
I haven't run out of things to talk about at all. It's now been the thaw, right? John Thaw's come in. He's pestering the neighbours. He's basically got rid of all the deadly ice, apart from a bit that I slipped on earlier. And I know the difference now between times when it snows and times when it's not snows, right? Not snows is right, okay?
Snot nose,
yeah.
Yeah.
So when it's snot nose, right, compared to where it snows, it's much louder. Do you know why? Cars.
Yeah, and also just because of the snow will be absorbing sound, surely.
Yeah, but I went into the garden today to feed the blackbirds, who are now so fat, it's unbelievable. Like, literally, because we fed them during the snow, because they didn't have any food, and they wouldn't let any other bird near the table. They just got fatter and fatter and fatter, little round. They can barely fly, right? So I feel like I have to keep feeding. It's like those programs where you watch people get cut out of their houses, and the, like, you know, the parents and the loved ones of the children just, yeah. Just so, I know it's bad, but I have to keep feeding her. She needs the food, and I know she's huge and she can't look after herself, but I can't let her starve. Well, that's like us and the blackbirds. Now I've become a waiter to the blackbirds, who are just sat there and go, please, please give us more food. I cannot move. I'm so full and nom nom nom. I eat because I feel sad, and I'm sad because I eat. Oh, nom, nom,
then
nom,
I'm very surprised you didn't get the Sunday Express like I did, because it came free with a birdhouse and bird feed.
Yeah, well, you know, the reason I didn't do that is because it was a stupid paper to buy when you could have bought what I bought, which is the Sunday Telegraph.
Oh.
That's right, exactly. I've got the best puzzles pull out with Sudoku, Karaku, Futushiki, Gridder, and Prize Crosswords. I got £10 off shopping at Waitrose, but the best thing ever, I got a mouse mat with Harry Potter on it.
Well, so basically you're boasting about a bit of sponge and a load of empty spaces on a numbers grid.
Yeah, and £10 off at Waitrose.
It's only £10 off if you spend money, isn't it? It's not like you could go in and ask for your £10.
Yeah, there might be a minimum spend required, but I don't care. I'm going to do it.
Your giveaways are rubbish. Mine will save the planet somehow.
Are you going to get that bird food stuff then? Are you? Are you actually going out and do that?
Yeah.
You're so not. Such a liar, Dan.
I'm a hamster. I could eat it.
You could eat bird food, but then it would just make you more of a cock than ever.
I see what you did there. You took the word bird and turned it into some sort of insult.
Yeah. Well, you know, which took a bit more imagination, because if you wanted to, you could just call me a bird or a chick or a puffin.
Time to cut things out and keep them. This is where we decide what is the best bits of our supplements for those who've never listened, which, why you would join us now, I have no idea.
I know. We've had a lot of episodes, and if you haven't heard of us by now, and you think, I'll give them a try.
You'd look at 78 episodes, and like Cantus, you would probably go, no, my ears are bleeding, I'm not listening to them all.
Cantus is down to one a day. No, he's back to one a day now.
He said back to back. He lied.
He's only a little penguin, though.
Or a bumblebee.
Is he a bumblebee sometimes?
This is only going to make sense to, like, three people.
On Twitter.
I had a dream. Scary, sexy, or just plain surreal. Our dreams are surely trying to tell us something. But what can it be? Flick Everett took the same scenario to three different interpreters with eye-opening results.
As in, they told different stories entirely?
Well, shall we talk about the afternoon discovery?
By the way, Flick Everett?
Yeah.
That sounds like an instruction. Flick Everett, he's an annoying prick.
She starts talking about how dreams have influenced people over the years. She said that Paul McCartney dreamt the tune for Yesterday.
Na na na.
Yeah.
Na na na. He could have been listening to like EastEnders, couldn't he? Because it's a bit like that. Na
na na. Some clever bod figured out he dreamt an old classical musical piece and he turned it into Yesterday. Don't know how they did it, but they did. With computers and science and their lack of God. But her things that dreams have influenced over the years get a bit more tenuous. She said that President Lincoln foresaw his own death. And then in the Bible, Pharaoh's dream about the seven fat cows and the seven thin ones.
See, I've dreamt about like foreseeing my own death, but I still think it's highly unlikely that I'm going to die in a plane accident with Felicity Kendall. Ooh. I think that's...
Going down with Felicity Kendall would be quite good fun.
Filth!
I made a filthy joke. So she put three of them to the test, and one of her own typically bonkers dreams. Do you want to know what her typically bonkers dream was?
Was it her, like, pulling out her own hair whilst crying for her brother?
No, it's her making biscuits.
Really?
Yeah.
God, can you imagine? That's depressing.
And then finding biscuits in the drawer that she hadn't eaten from the time she made them before.
That could actually just be a real thing.
That's just bonkers, man. Who would dream about biscuits?
Whoa. She must be crazy. But it'd be quite interesting if she was, like, wheat intolerant and she actually had a fear of biscuits in real life. Or if, like, she'd never learned how to cook and didn't have a kitchen or a drawer.
Here's the eye-opening thing. All three experts
say
it's roughly the same thing. They say it's a dream about biscuits. They say it's a dream that biscuits mean her articles that she writes for magazines and that she's done a lot before. That she's not quite happy with. Now she's thinking of trying to make the perfect biscuit, which in the dream is a magazine article. I wonder where they got their inspiration for their reading from.
Yeah.
So there you go.
The only good thing about that was her name, Flick Everett. Flick the prick. That's what she must have been called at school. I've got something much better than that.
That was a bad game at boarding school, probably.
What, Flick the prick?
Yeah.
Especially in my boarding school, we're all girls. And talking of weird girls at boarding school and slightly lesbonic fantasies, I've got Sandy Toksvig.
You just used the word lesbonic. It's a fantastic word.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Sandy Toksvig's column is brilliant. I'm going to send you the online link to this because it's such a funny article. Mm-hmm. It's all about animal rights, but old school style. So like when animals were taken to court in the old days. So...
Right.
Like, and she goes through it quite like, the court rules for animal cases were delightfully rigorous. Once it had been accused, an animal had three chances to make an appearance and defend itself. A clerk would be dispatched to the creature's usual hangouts, where in case of literacy were an issue, the summons would be read out loud.
So if I wanted to charge my cat with physical assault, because it scratched me, I could.
If you didn't turn up, right, and you had three chances to turn up.
Me being an animal.
Yeah, you being an animal.
So I'm a hamster, I suppose.
Yeah, you're a hamster, right? And you've been summoned to the court, and you failed to go three times.
Yeah.
The court would issue a monitor or warning to leave town. And if it failed to have an effect, excommunication was summonly pronounced.
What, so I could no longer be Catholic?
Not that it was always easy. The people of St. Julian in Bordeaux once had a lawsuit against a kind of beetle that lasted for more than 42 years, with frankly no one emerging a winner. In their time, an army of caterpillars was excommunicated, as too were most irreligious multitude of snails at Mancoon. And Normandy grasshoppers.
And what?
Normandy grasshoppers were excommunicated.
Wow. What had they done?
I don't know. I imagine they'd eaten stuff or just annoyed people by rubbing their legs together.
Yeah, that annoys me.
Yeah, it annoys me when Amanda Holden does it. But she talks about there's a French lawyer called Bartholomew Chastigny who made his name during a famous case in the town of Outen versus local rats. The rats were accused of willful damage to the town. And he was appointed as their defence counsel. So he undertook this job apparently with relish. And basically, he got them off by claiming his clients had failed to appear because many of them were elderly and infirm rodents whom special arrangements had to be made, or that the plaintiffs kept cats that were putting the rats off.
Is this where the Pied Piper story came from?
I don't know if it is. In 1499, a trial of a German bear was delayed for months on the grounds that the creature had a right to be tried at jury, and he has to be tried by a jury of his peers, and no one knew how to gather that many bears.
Wow. Do you think, like, the World Wildlife Fund would want a return to that? Beagles suing their captors.
It is brilliant, isn't it? Moles banished for crop damage were given extra time to depart for all expectant mothers and infant moles. It's just a lovely story. And there's a story about, like, a mother pig who attacked and killed a man, and her baby pigs were, like, in on the case, and they basically were caught half eating it, and they got tried. So the mother was put to death, but the piglets got off because they were young and there was an absence of direct proof that they had been involved, the most delightfully because their mother had set them a bad example.
And also what had happened, one of the little pigs had gone to a market. One of the little pigs stayed at home.
One little pig had roast beef, one little pig had none.
And the other one went wee 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 all the way home.
Because he was French.
Yeah.
So I win that.
Yeah, do you know what? That's really annoying. That is so much better than my article.
And it's written by Sandy Toxic, so you have to go, yeah! Anyway, when you read it. Though I'm surprised at how hot she was back in the early 80s. The sandwich quiz thing. I'm just like, she was really pretty. Still with the bad hair, though. Hair like a cake.
Let us play. That is what people are saying in churches all over the country today. They want to play Article or Farcical, but they can't.
So, hello. Welcome, boys and girls. Take a pew. We're going to be playing Sunday's Article or Farcical. And in this game, I read out three articles from the Sunday Telegraph. Actually, in there, you can buy today's paper. Well, you can go back in time and buy Sunday's paper and check, and you'll be vindicated. Anyway, or I will be. You won't be. You'll just be like, yeah, that's not that big a deal. Reading.
You're less likely to be vindicated. You're more likely to be vindictive.
You're more likely to be Vin Diesel.
No, I'm really not.
You're really not.
Come on, go with it. Give me some puns.
You get those ones, and then one of them I'll have made up, and it's up to you to decide. So it'll be something like, you know, blackberries are very popular this time of year, and you'll be like, no, but they're not, are they? So he's made that up. Or it'll be something silly like God got his wang trapped in a sarlacc, you know. And he explains why
God's
he's been
wang
missing.
Would fit in a sarlacc as well.
Exactly. He'd be getting a blowjob off a sarlacc, you know.
Off a whole planet.
Yeah. Why not? That's why there's a Grand Canyon.
Now.
Right, so, article or farcical then. Is this an article? Is this a farcical? The secret life of... puddles.
Wow, what do puddles do when they're not being puddles?
They're not all caused by rain.
What are they caused by?
Faulty drains often. And this is a huge problem in certain inner city areas. It's the Telegraph, ladies and gentlemen. They really spice it up.
Wow.
Right. Next one. Hobbit forming.
Oh, quite nice.
Yeah. That's all about the guy who directed Lord of the Rings and how he's quite into, like, fantasy world stuff. And then things my mother never told me.
That could be a very long article. My mother never told me you could grease up the neck of a giraffe and slide down it. You could equally do that with Naomi Campbell. My mum never told me any of that. But, you know, I could fill a whole 2-3 seconds with all the things my mum knows.
Oh, that'd be a good article. Just like your mum's nose, just photographed. There it is. Right, one more to go. Is this an article or is this a farcical? Snow Queen fails to break the ice.
Right, and who's the Snow Queen?
Some ballerinary person.
Right, is it Darcy Bustle?
Don't think it is Darcy Bustle.
Oh.
Which is the best name for a dancer, because Darcy sounds like dancer and Bustle sounds a bit like Russell, which is what they do. Ballerinas thunk. You don't hear the thunking, well, not when the orchestra's playing, but if the orchestra goes a bit quiet and they start leaping about, you can hear them thunking. They thunk.
But also a bustle is what they wear, isn't it?
A bustle's like an extra bottom that you wear on your bottom. And a ballerina is like a skinny woman jumping. So...
Okay. So, did you walk home in the rain?
I didn't walk home in the rain, no.
Okay. Were there a lot of puddles on the way home?
There were a few, because the ice is just breaking, so it's thawing. John Thor's been out and about, and Jack Frost is nowhere to be found.
Ah, I see what you've done there. Have you watched Lord of the Rings today?
No, but I did watch about half an hour of it over Christmas.
Right. Have you seen your mum today?
No, I haven't.
And are you a Snow Queen?
Yes.
Right. I'm just seeing where you might have come up with a pun today. To be honest, I'm drawn to either The Secret Life of Puddles or Hobbit Forming.
Why Hobbit Forming? What's weird about that?
Nothing weird about it. It's just the one that I feel most aroused by.
Why aren't you aroused by Snow Queens?
Oh, not really aroused by the Hobbit.
Why aren't you aroused by your own mother?
It's not Oedipus Rex. It's Sunny Sup. I am saying Secret Life of Puddles is the product of Izzy's anus.
My anus is not responsible for puddles.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, we'll take them in reverse order then. So Snow Queen fails to break the ice, and that is an article.
Yeah.
Things My Mother Never Told Me is an article, a very good one, in fact, about the long-lost daughter of the Bloomsbury Group. Like, literally about eight of them conceived her, and she married one of them. Bit odd. Not a dad, though. Just a dad's boyfriend. Weird. And then, so it's between Hobbit Forming, The Secret Life of Puddles. Now, Simon said The Secret Life of Puddles. Okay?
Yes.
And Simon was right.
Yay! I am the best man in the world at playing this game, even though I'm the only man in the world at playing this game.
Yeah,
I'm
whatever. Well, it's like...
I'm the best. Da, 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 da. I'm the best. Doesn't work. It's not convincing, is it?
Yeah. I mean, if you had an ego that big, your dick would also be trapped in a sarlacc.
Boom, boom. It's the randomizer, Skyzer. See, we did Rocky last week. Why can't we just make the whole thing about Rocky?
Because I'm not... I mean, he's all right, but, you know, it's just...
Have you ever actually watched a Rocky film?
I watched the first one. He drank eggs, which was the best
bit. He does that in one of the later ones as well, but he gags on it. It's really quite funny. He drinks it back and he actually gags on it because he'd forgotten how disgusting it was. It's very clever. Very funny.
I think it was just like a bit of like an accident of Sly Stallone just going, actually, this is rank. I don't want to do this.
I have one supplement, and it's called S.
Right.
And you can choose between page 1 and page 82.
54.
Do you know, I opened it on page 54, first time. Spend it. Make it a colourful new year with this week's gorgeous gadgets. Do you know what their gorgeous gadget is?
Is it an iPod?
It's a steam kettle.
Why would you want a steam kettle? I mean, you want water kettle. You want to boil water. You don't need to boil steam. It's already steam. I mean, you can't make a cup of tea out of steam. That's the sort of thing Heston Blumenthal would do just to annoy you because Heston Blumenthal, okay, annoys me. One, because he makes horrid food. But mainly, it's because he's pretending he's a chef when actually he's a swimmer. He wears the little skull cap thing and he's got his goggles on all the time. Like he's just about to leap in the water again. Yeah, we know you can swim, Heston. Just cook something that doesn't make people want to scream.
So yeah, basically my gadget is a kettle that you put on the stove. That's wacky and gadget-like, isn't it? And a clockwork watch.
And a clockwork watch. Nice. Yeah. So it keeps winding down and slowing down. So you, nice. So it works like a clock because it's a watch.
But it's also made by a company called Guess, which is what you might as well do with a watch like that. But yeah, a gadget, they're offering up a kettle that you could have bought in the 1950s.
As a modern gadget.
Yeah, it's retro,
so
baby.
So it whistles. You could get it so the different temperatures, the note would change. Exactly. You could have it like, you know, aliens are coming. Well, you could probably, like, you know, if you had the correct, like, you know, steam... What was that?
I was knocking four times because you're going to die.
I'm scared now. I thought I was going to live.
Bernard Cribbins is here to get you.
No, not Bernard Cribbins and his sort of weird plasticine face. It looks like something's trying to escape into his own mouth. It's kind of an odd face.
Is it like a sarlacc? Is God trying to hump him?
It's like a Sarlacc's tits.
So, give me a choice.
Okay, I've got Travel Stella, which was Supplement of the Year once, and Seven.
I'm going to go with Seven, because it was quite a good film, and it would make a good name
Okay, so it's...
That's my Seinfeld reference.
Yes, it would. Yeah, you're right. So, 1 to 36.
Let's go with page 22. It's page 22.
22. 22. 21. 22. Theatre. Legally bland, more like. This film's musical is an empty vessel, while Celia Imrie shines in The Rivals. Right. So if you're going to go and see something, go and see The Rivals, which is at Southwark Playhouse, London, SE1.
Just to annoy that critic.
It's got 5 stars, actually. Eh? Yeah.
It's got 5 stars and they've called it bland.
No, no, no. Oh. The Legally Blonde, the musical, has got 3 stars.
Oh.
So Legally Bland. One song asks the question, gay or European? Brackets, Americans apparently find it difficult to distinguish between the two. Close brackets.
So if I'm in America, they're not going to be sure if I'm gay or European.
Yes. I mean, to be fair, I'm not sure if you're gay or European either. I just assume you're just animal. Animal, vegetable and mineral. All three, really, with you. It's quite amazing. You're like... Shut... Leave Bernard Cribbins alone. That was like 5 times, so that doesn't count. I feel better.
4?
I can count, Simon. That was 5.
Donga.
Donga.
Stop being filthy. You're being filthy today.
That's how Nigella Lawson would say it. She'll say, I just don't care about it being naughty and terribly fattening, but donga.
Are you aware of quite how good an impression that is of Nigella Lawson?
Really?
No, seriously.
I could do impressions of all celebrity chefs as long as they're driving Grand Prix cars. I could do Gordon Ramsay. Well, actually, I can't do that on the podcast, can I? Because it drives somebody's cats mental.
Yeah. Someone's cat is going to attack them and they're going to have to take them to court now. You evil, evil woman.
You sound like a Christian.
Well, talking of which, my humdonger is all about what you can do on a Sunday. How to have a lazy day on a Sunday.
That's quite good because it is on Sunday that it comes out. So you go, oh, I'm up in the morning, better buy a paper. Now my life feels empty, especially as it's the Express. Oh, no, they've got advice of how to avoid reading it. Go on.
Well, it's quoting a study by the Keep Sunday Special people, who are a movement to campaign against Sunday trading. But I was a little bit bored this afternoon, so I did a little bit of research into Keep Sunday Special. And they're an offspin of a group that's actually called the Lord's Day Observance Society. So they're all about having to go to church and honour the Sabbath and stuff. So this article is a whole excuse to bury a paragraph about going to church.
They don't think these things through because, like, I don't want to go to church. Not because I think it'd probably be quite nice, but I think I'd ruin it for people because had to have me going, ha! And giggling a lot would be bad form, I think. They don't want me in church. I wouldn't take it seriously. I'd go in my pyjamas as well and just be like, yeah, I don't give a shit what God thinks.
Yeah, he humps planets. He humps Tatooine with his big, giant, humdongy cock.
He's not listening to your prayers. He's stuck.
With Boba Fett in his sorry. Right, that is such a bizarre, nerdy reference that only all of our listeners are going to get it.
Hopefully. If you haven't watched, it's the third one, isn't it?
Yeah, Return of the Jedi, one. Yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't watched that because you're, like, you know, under the age of 20, do so.
But basically, this whole article is filler around a bit about it'd be nice to go to church, wouldn't it, on a Sunday. And he goes, you don't have to be committed to a particular religion to get something out of a religious service. The UK has far more to offer than just the Church of England, right? Now see what these things have in common, the other religions she talks about. Why not investigate Afro-Caribbean spiritualist churches, gospel choirs, High Catholic Mass, Quaker meetings, or the haunting singing of the Greek or Orthodox traditions? That's the only other religions Britain has to offer, according to that paragraph.
Well, to be fair, if you want to be a Jew, it's Saturday.
Yeah, but you could still go to synagogue on a Sunday, couldn't you?
Well, you could. Nobody would be there.
Or you could go to mosque.
Oh, mosque. You have to take your shoes off. That's the big thing about mosques. You have to wear the hijab and then you have to take your shoes off. Can't be doing with it. And then you don't know all the prayers, so you look like an idiot. Which is true with the Catholic stuff as well, to be fair.
So, can you beat off God's floppy humdonger?
It's not floppy.
Well, he's in a sarlacc, I know, but...
Yeah.
Wonder, what do you use as a condom?
What would God use as a condom?
Jabba the Hutt.
No! Or he would be quite stretchy, I suppose. I don't think God would use a condom. I think God's, you know...
No, you're right, he wouldn't.
I think God listens to the Pope's advice.
I don't think he does. Well, no, he gives the Pope advice, doesn't he?
God's got AIDS.
Moving on.
Right, Q&A. Britain's leading health and well-being specialist answers your questions.
Can I ask a question and will they answer it?
You can, as long as you ask one of two questions, which is you suffer from eczema on your left ring finger so much that you can no longer wear your wedding rings.
No, my question was going to be, I'm a deity and I think I've got some sort of sexually transmitted disease. I stuck my wang in a planet.
I love my Sarlacc too much. If you're a female god, you got that big worm thing on that meteorite as well.
Yeah, the Star Wars universe is good for deity porn.
Oh, yeah. But that said, Jesus is in all of us, so...
Filth.
Yeah.
My niece was talking to me about Jesus at Christmas. She's only like 3 or 4, and I said to her that Jesus was in all of us. And she kind of looked at her belly for a minute and went, does that mean he can see my poo?
Did you say, no, but he is a bit shit?
No, because she's 3.
Right, yeah, so basically, no, it's basically just annoying. They've got a DP who they've really cut down, and then the person with the most base is Sebastian Pohl, who's a Ayurvedic herbalist, and he says to cure your eczema on the specific hands, it's probably a good idea to avoid alcohol and chili salt, fried and processed foods, and to double the amount of vegetables you eat. Right. Especially green vegetables. And he's like, oh, just shut up.
Not put a steroid cream on it or anything like that.
Well, exactly. Or patch testing can confirm and, like, wear gloves when washing up. Dermatologist has a few good suggestions because it suggests that it's very common for soap or detergent to get caught under rings and then cause the skin around them to come inflamed.
I can't hear the word dermatologist without thinking of the X Factor.
Yeah, dermatoleary, yeah. Isn't it? It's like, I'm a dermatologist. I specialise in the diseases of dermatoleary. I think God's been using him as a butt plug. I don't know why I'm feeling quite naughty and, like, you know, I want to talk about naughty bits.
Of deities.
Of deities, naughty bits.
Well, you know, I think we don't, as a society, talk about God's sex life enough.
No, exactly.
He must be getting some.
Well, let's remember, the universe started with a big bang.
Oh, I see. And then a moment of pure self-hate and slight wilting.
I'm really feeling awkward because I know that we have some listeners who are below the age of 16, so...
Tough.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, that's the sort of people God likes to impregnate is the under-16s, so, you know...
You're really being blasphemous today.
I am, I don't know why.
We're going to hell, which is where all the good stuff happens.
I think it's because I was
You were on a deity's cock?
I was on Skype with Richard Wiseman.
Right.
Before he came on, and he was just like chatting to me, telling me about, because he's been doing his 59 Seconds book tour in America. So if you haven't got 59 Seconds by Richard Wiseman, get it. And he's been doing a book tour in like Seattle in sex shop schools, How to Have Sex with Richard Wiseman.
In 59 seconds.
In 59 seconds. But yeah, get his book. Very good.
It is good. It's very good. There's some amazing tips. His best tip...
wasn't the end of his penis.
Stop it! Was, if you feel you're eating too many snack foods, put a mirror in the cupboard where you keep your treats.
Because then you just see Richard Wiseman looking back at you, because he's got the power to look through all the mirrors. He doesn't tell you that.
He is actually a proper magician in that
And sense. He'll be checking you out!
Boom, chicka, chicka, boom. So who has the superior supplements this week? And it's not God.
It's Sandy Toksvig.
Yeah.
Who is a better god by far.
To be honest, you're right. To be fair, the Express, for the Express, had some good stuff in it.
Yeah, but the Telegraph is just going, well, you're being a bit silly now. Come on, we've got to be serious. Enough of your arty-farty logic. Never mind your chickpeas, let's do tarts. I don't know. Tarts! They're sexual.
Let's do tarts,
yeah. Yeah, let's do tarts with Nigella Norsen. I don't care that it's terribly fattening, but I do like being naughty, and I'm going to stare into the camera for a long time and really just quaff sherry at you and then spill it all down my blouse.
It's like a bad 70s porn movie, isn't it? But without the payoff.
It really is, but literally, no, occasionally, have you seen a flan? I mean, it got covered.
So the newspaper you should have bought last week was the Sunday Telegraph, which was Izzy's paper. Izzy wins.
And I think we should get out a...
Wang.
A telescope and look around for God's missing penis.
I reckon he just leaves disused condoms all over the galaxy. Just chucks them away with a rubbery twang.
Floop.
That's what comets are. He's just flicked them across the universe.
So join us next week when we may have more news about the Large Kitten Collider. Where it's been featured on many podcasts since we started talking about it.
It's an expanding theory, much like God's frozen cum indicating the birth of his son.
Stop it. So if you want to write to us, you can. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can find us via Twitter and Facebook and via our website at sundaysupplement.com. And go away and wash your filthy minds out, you perverted readers.
Wash out your ears, because you never know where God's going to put his wang next.
So cheery bye-bye.
Goodbye, everybody. And, you know, have a great, great big dinner. All over my tits.
Our theme tune is Got Cut.